This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Nurses Day today. Shout out to those nurses. Back with another hour of What's on Your Mind from the Petroserv USA studios, where today you can stop at a Petroserv USA location and have a great homemade grab-and-go meal. So it's homemade, it's so good, and it's just easy. It's just boom, grab it and go. That's right. I'm a big fan of that Valley City stop, exit 292. When you're traveling I-94, probably bump into you there. I have good friends there. I hang out there. A little break from the travels. Swedish meatballs on the menu. Or lasagna today. Woo! Gotta love that. A little hamburger hot dish at the main Avenue location in Fargo. Love that. Scalloped potatoes and ham at the 12th Avenue Fargo location. Lunch comes with two sides and a bun. Any Petroserv USA location has grab-and-go homemade food ready to go for you. Petroserv USA, helping America fuel better. We have a shout-out for some nurses here. To all the nurses, employees, and residents, especially my daughter, Jakey, at Prospera Sunset Drive in Mandan. Keep them all in your prayers. Thank you.
Don't forget to speak of prayers. Parking lot prayer warriors, 8 o'clock tomorrow night.
Thursday nights. In how many locations now?
At least 20. Wow. I got to find out. I know we've added a few. We added Billings, so now we got two in Montana, Missoula and Billings.
I love it. I promise this half hour.
60 miles away from K-Fire. That's fantastic.
I promise this half hour to get to a number of texts that have come in. Then we have Senator John Hope at the bottom of the hour. Talk a little bit about where we're at with the recovery efforts and what more is to come and the latest on the next tranche. Big fight about that brewing. Mitt Romney and other Democrats. Oh, wait a minute. Mitt Romney? Oh, okay. He's a Democrat.
Right? I know.
They think all states are in a position to spend it most wisely, just give them to the states. Other Republicans say, you know what? They have taxing authority. There's other things they can do. We can help to a point. So it'll be an interesting debate. Also, the payroll tax. Okay, so here are some of the texts we're going to get to, and then we'll get to some of the calls as well. Now, one person says that I should read more if I don't know about the murder hornets. Now, I have not in any way, shape, or form shied away from reading about this. But when you say read what? Because I can read all kinds of stuff that say it's Armageddon and the worst thing ever, and I can see things that say it's a nothing burger and kind of a joke. Kevin found a guy that did a piece here called The Murder Hornet Madness, 10 Things You Need to Know. What do you say about beekeepers?
This guy, Coyote Peterson, has 16 million subscribers with his Brave Wilderness YouTube page. He's been all over the world. He's an entomologist. I did a little research on him. Here's what he says about should humans be afraid of the murder hornets?
Honestly, nobody. Nobody that's human, that is. Now, beekeepers definitely need to be aware, because it's the bees that do need to fear the hornets. Specifically, European honeybees, because they have not yet evolved to a state where they are capable of forming a defense against these hornets' attack. What the hornets will do is come in and decimate an entire colony. By stinging and decapitating all the worker bees, they work their way in, eventually kill the queen, and then they eat all of the larvae. Now, Asian honeybee species have worked out a way through evolution to create a defense against giant hornets. They will form something known as a bee ball, where they will surround a single hornet, beat their wings as fast as they can, and raise that hornet's body temperature to the point where essentially they cook it. However, European honeybees have not figured out how to do this yet. which means if giant hornets did become a stronghold here in the United States, beekeepers would definitely need to try to protect their colonies from these hornets. The biggest threat is that the hornets would come in and wipe out our honeybees.
Yeah, we don't want that.
There you go. We don't want that.
Do we have European honeybees here?
Yes.
We do. Okay.
Yes.
And is there a big population in this part of the northern plains? I don't know.
There's a lot of beekeepers in this area.
Oh, I know that. Yeah. I'm talking about, do they have European honeybees?
Most of the bees in this country are European honeybees.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, the Asian honeybees, as he said, have figured out how to battle this thing. But the beekeepers are just going to have to watch their colonies and just keep an eye on it.
The texter said, everything like murder hornets is a joke to you. Reed. No, it's not a joke. Let me just say this. First of all, this is a concern for anybody in the bee industry, not to the average human walking the street.
Can I tell you one thing on this top 10 things he said you need to know? First of all, they found one in the Pacific Northwest and it was dead. So that's the panic that everybody's working off.
Right. So this is what, if I'm making anything a joke, what to me is a joke is that everything can kill you.
The reaction.
Yeah, the freak out factor.
Yeah,
okay?
We got one more thing that started in the Pacific Northwest, because remember it was Kirkwood, Washington that had all those people in that
nursing home
facility.
Yeah,
that's
where things started there. Anyway, I'm not making fun of a legitimate threat to the bee industry, and it's hard to find information on it. What Kevin just found there, I've not seen in any newspaper.
Nope.
I've not seen it in where I'm reading. And,
And by the way, they're not called murder hornets. They've never been called murder hornets.
That's the part of the panic fun, too.
They are giant Asian hornets or Goliath hornets.
All right, here we go. Scott, I can explain the crazy mask-wearing people in one word. Liberals. Okay? I think there's more than liberals that are wearing.
I do, too.
Yeah. Murder hornets reportedly kill honeybees, harms agriculture.
They do.
Yes, and that is accurate. Some folks have weighed in on that and agreeing with that. Commercial beekeeping industry issue, no doubt about it. Taxpayer says, Scott, the best thing about these masks is maybe some people find out they have really bad breath. Okay.
Great point. There
you go. Texter says, I'm medical and have much emergency training. As I travel, about 95% of people who are wearing masks are not wearing them properly. No protection to you personally and certainly not to others. Well, even worn properly. You know, the kind of mask. What are they preventing? This texter says, the virus is on the droplet that is stopped by the mask. That's why you wear. Another says, wearing an N95 mask with a surgical mask over it all day is like trying to breathe with a pillow over your face. Not to mention, how hot is it when you are covered from head to toe in PPE? Not for the faint of heart, I might add. Texter says, I want to give a shout out to the ICU nurses that I work with at CHI. The strength and courage and fortitude they've had during this pandemic is amazing. They are not only nurses, but filling in as family to all the patients that they take care of. Think about that. You can't have loved ones up there. You can't have... I've never seen such compassion, and I'm so very proud to work with each one of them. All right, perfect. National Nurses Day. Shout out there. Keep them coming, all right? Texter says, after you mentioned scalloped potatoes from a PetroServe yesterday, I made them up with ham. Sometimes you just need to hear ideas for dinner, so thank you. Well, we're happy to help, because it's the same kind of meal you get at PetroServe, that homemade
meal. Oh, there you go.
Thank you for that. Appreciate it. No mask built. No mask built the immune system with vitamin C, vitamin D, 3 zinc. Weakened immune system with hand sanitizer, prescription drugs, vaccines and masks. That's some prairie medicine right there. You know what I'm saying? All right, more of these to come, but let me get to some callers here as well. Let's go to Crosby, North Dakota. Myron, what's on your mind?
Yes, I want to say hats off to the people on the Veterans Clinic in Williston first. I was down there last week. What a great bunch of people. We'll be helping our veterans out.
Awesome.
And then I wanted to get on last Friday and talk to Kramer about the veterans preference laws in North Dakota. Nobody seems to follow them. You know, especially up here in Divide County in Crosby. You know, I'm a retired veteran now, but I'd like to find something part-time, and so would a few other veterans. But they never advertise the job, part-time jobs for mowing the parks or working at the janitor at the courthouse or part-time janitor at the school or nothing. And they never advertise. I even talked to a couple of county commissioners, never heard nothing back. And I just, do I have the veterans' preference law wrong, or aren't they supposed to advertise the jobs?
I was going to ask you, do you know if that's federal or state?
I'm not sure.
I think it's federal employment law. I think it is, but I don't know. Hang on, Myron. Now we'll have Daniel get your number so I can get you an answer on that, okay? We'll forward it on to Senator Kramer for you. Senator Hovind's going to be here in a minute, too. I'll ask him maybe if he is aware of what it is. So keep listening, but we'll get back to you one way or another. Hang tight. Give your number to Daniel. During the break, Jeff and Jamestown's next. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Ethanol brings energy and agriculture together. We're chatting with Brian Markegaard today, process engineer for Dakota Spirit, part of the Midwest Ag Energy family, in Spirit Way. What if ethanol went away? What would that mean for corn farmers? What does that mean for North Dakota?
There's about 40 employees here at the plant, right around 40. So those jobs would be gone. They're very good paying jobs. So those positions would be gone from the community, which we saw with Cargill moving out, the number of jobs that left the community. And then just from the ability to process that corn right here makes a big impact, again, with the farm community, which in this part of the world supports the local community through buying equipment and all the other things that farmers are spending money on as well. And then the trickle effect of all that money in the community is huge.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next-generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
On your mind, 20 past the hour, brought to you in part today by Dak Diesel. CJ and his crew are right now They're sweating. They're sweating bullets trying to crank out yet another one of their projects for their fine customers, the DAC Diesel. Bismarck location, but really taking care of vehicles from all over. They've done house calls, have got up there to the middle of the field to get something rolling again. Take good care of you. Really all in. They really are. Just top-notch service. Anything diesel. So you got to fix it. Got to get it back on the road. They're the ones to call. Want to maintain it? Keep it rolling? Prevent the breakdowns? They're the ones to call. The semis, the tractors, the pickups, anything diesel. DACDiesel.com or call 701-258-5011. Tell them Scott sent you. Jeff in Jamestown, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
I'm a little concerned about the Department of Justice going to get to work on this ownership of cattle, packers, stockyards, act, all this, because the Committee on Foreign Investment, which is a committee, and it includes quite a cast of characters, including the Department of Justice, the Treasury, Chamber of Commerce of the United States, and also the Office of the President. And the President alone has the sole authority to stop any acquisition amongst all these other ones who vote yes. I didn't know that, but he does have that authority, and Trump has used it once in the semiconductor deal here just a short time ago. Now, in 2013, all of these guys, including the Department of Justice, signed off on the acquisition of Smithfield. They signed off on JBS. So this thing they portray, well, we didn't realize what was going on. Yes, they did. So now we're going to have the guys who sold us out look into it. I don't know. I really feel abandoned.
Well, who said we didn't know? That would be like a very ignorant statement.
Well, everybody, how did this happen? Well, we don't know.
How did what happen? How did they come to be owned by a foreign entity?
Foreign ownership. Well, they suddenly bought it. This was brought before the Department of Justice. Nate Green stamped this also. Yeah, let them buy it. The Defense Department's on this committee also. This is quite a cast of characters. So, I mean, let me ask you a question.
Jeff, if you owned Jeff's bikes, you made bicycles, and they were really, really good bicycles, and you built up the plant, you're selling them, and they're going like crazy, and somebody comes in and says, Jeff, I want to buy your bike plant. Here's what I'm going to pay you. And they happen to be Chinese-owned, Russian-owned, whatever. Pick your poison. Should you not be able to sell to them?
Well, I guess not. Then I guess we shouldn't be complaining that they're manipulating the price of our beef and pork, should we?
No, I'm just asking. I'm trying to philosophically understand.
I'm with you. I don't know what to do here, but I can't sell beef anywhere I want without following a bunch of rules and being inspected and all this. But looks like these cakes came in and bought it, and now we're shutting down because we've got problems at our facilities, didn't follow protocol.
Well, I mean, that happened at LM Glass Fiber, and GM owns that. I think that's just a product of, you know, some manufacturing plants. It's challenging to do that. I also think that Smithfield, for instance, there's a large Hispanic population that works there, a lot of family members working together, some of these people living together. So that just becomes, you know, ripe for a breakout like this in what happened. I don't think it's because they're owned by the Chinese or anything else. I think the bigger issue there is, who controls our supply chain? And, you know, in my opinion, I guess I don't care if a, you know, foreign-owned company wants to come in and own a bike factory here, as long as they're employing people here and paying taxes and playing by the rules everybody else does, whatever. But I think I do care about a beef plant. I think I do care about, you know, refineries. I think any, you know, wherever they can apply the pain point, we learned from China through this deal, you know, maybe we'll just poison their prescription drugs. Maybe we'll not send their prescription drugs. Whoa, wait a minute. This was an actual threat that came from the Chinese. I don't think there should be a foreign source of prescription drugs, something that important. I realize FDA is there and, you know, they get inspections and all that stuff, but it's just not the same. That's where I think this committee you're talking about.
Okay then for DOJ to support this, to sell it to them.
Well, no, I actually don't in this case because it's the food supply. So, I mean, I'd like to know more about
that. I just said because I was surprised that the people, and I don't like Trump. I'll say it point blank. I did vote for him. I'm sorry I did. But there was an acquisition of computer technology. He was the lone guy in his committee to stop it. He voted against it. He stopped it. He has that authority.
Yeah, he does. And although I don't know, how long has Smithfield been owned by the Chinese? I don't know.
Since 2013.
Is that what it was? Okay. So it's Obama would have had to do the veto. I don't know that he vetoed any of them, did he? I remember the thing with the ports. The ports. Remember the ports?
Yeah, same deal.
Yeah. I remember that big debate, too.
When I look at all the cast of characters in this committee, I don't know if they're looking after the best interests of the U.S. consumer or not.
I just want to know where the guardrails are. That's a good question for Senator Hoban. We'll talk with him about that coming up in a few minutes. Appreciate the call, Jeff. Nice conversation. Texter says, no foreign entity should be able to purchase land in the USA. They can own the business, just not the land. Okay. More than money should come into play when a company sells to foreign interests. Any company can't group together in this country because of a monopoly. Something should be done with selling out to China. Good morning, Scott. Love your show. Well, that's very kind. Thank you very much. The $600 a week unemployment benefit for those unemployed is scheduled to expire July 31st. Trump wants to eliminate payroll tax for the rest of the year in response to what's happened. Does anyone see Nancy Pelosi's response to extending the $600 unemployment benefit insurance to the end of the year as a blatant attempt to keep people on employment, to purposely hurt Trump's unemployment numbers, to purposely inflate those unemployment numbers in order to hurt any chances at reelection? That's my take on what their response is. War waged by Democrats on America and the American people. Thank you, Brian. Yes to all of your questions, first of all. And I'll add, just in general, if the Democratic Party can have somebody beholden to them for whatever, you know, food stamps, unemployment insurance, whatever, that's the game. That's what they're trying to do. That's good. You need me. I'll get you more stuff. You deserve this. That's the philosophical difference between a Democrat and a Republican. Democrat thinks we have this giant safety net where it's government's job to take care of everybody, cradle to grave. Republicans say, give me the rules and let me go out there and play by the rules and build my own fortune and not be beholden to you. I'll make my future. I don't need you to do it. That's the difference. I started to talk about the unemployment insurance deal yesterday. Didn't get a chance to finish. I'll talk with Senator Hoban a little bit about it, too. You know, there were a couple examples that came up where you say, okay, well, you know, this makes sense on the extra $600. You lose your health insurance and whatnot. But I still am of the opinion that extending it is a horrible idea. I mean horrible idea, and they'll try and do it. But I even wonder if we shouldn't try to do our own thing in North Dakota as far as between now and July 31st, because we do have that power. The governor has that power. More coming up.
We're Tioga Chamber of Commerce, and we want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota, for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. Tioga's average yearly household income of over $73,000 a year supports nearly 140 area businesses. Tioga is a driver and innovator in local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Festival. Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. If you're looking for great opportunities, please visit us in Tioga and experience a great point of view. Or for more information, visit TiogaND.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Republican U.S. Senator Rand Paul is criticizing current stimulus spending during the coronavirus pandemic.
The $3 trillion that we've already passed out is imaginary money. It's being borrowed basically from China. So the irony is we got the virus from China, and now we're going to be more dependent by borrowing more money from China.
The Kentucky senator making his comments on Fox News, saying the economic calamity will only continue if people are forced to stay home. Paul's the only known senator to test positive for COVID.
COVID-19. He says he can't get the virus again, and he can't give it to anybody, so he's refusing to wear a mask. April saw the worst job losses in the history of the just-released ADP private payrolls report. 20.2 million jobs lost last month because of the pandemic. The government's jobs report comes out on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts, including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
What's for lunch? If you're asking that question, you're anywhere near Valley City right now, exit 292, I'd take it and head to the PetroServe USA location because you'll have your choice of Swedish meatballs or lasagna. Lunch also comes with two sides and a bun. Does that sound great or what? Somebody earlier said because we told them that scalloped potatoes and ham was going to be served up at the 12th Avenue North PetroServe location in Fargo today, that they made that for lunch yesterday.
Why not?
A little inspiration from
you
us.
Bet.
Yeah, hamburger hot dish at the Main Avenue Fargo location, and the chef's choice will wow you in Harwood today as well. Any PetroServe USA location, grab and go homemade food. You're going to love it, okay? That's right, PetroServe USA, the 4-for-4 special, hot stuff personal pan pizza. Two of the best cookies any oven can bake. Oh, they're good. And a 20-ounce drink, 4-for-4. Four items, $4 at PetroServe USA. Coming to you from the PetroServe USA studios today on What's On Your Mind. Senator John Hoeven back with us on the program. Senator, thanks for taking some time for us. Back in D.C. this week, hard at it, I know. How's the debate progressing on what's next related to the coronavirus response?
Yeah. Well, we're getting some rain here today, so I hope we're getting some of that in western North Dakota. It's getting a little dry out there, so I'm hoping some of this rain will come our way in North Dakota. We're working on, not only to keep moving some of these nominees through, but also on figuring out what, you know, next steps on coronavirus. And as we've talked about, you know, we need to do that intelligently. We've got to help with this coronavirus fight, but you know, we also have to be mindful of the cost and spending the dollars. And so one of the things I'm really been focused on is how we give the state more flexibility. We have a great governor out there, Doug Burgum, and let's empower him to use the funds that we've already provided as well as possible.
There's talk about a payroll tax reduction, helps employer, helps employee. President's been gung-ho on that for a while as part of the tranche going forward. You've got... supposedly, the Democrats pushing for extending increased unemployment benefits till the end of the year. Is there anything coming together on what the? And I've also heard about this debate between, you know, do you just do grants back to the states, let them handle it, or is that, you know, encouraging more spending on that end? What's this next tranche going to look like, do you believe?
So those are the right questions, aren't they, Scott? And let's make sure we're figuring this out and doing it in a way that works. First off, you're right. The president likes the payroll tax holiday. He has from the start. Our concern has been about targeting it more. You know, and again, I go back to we have to, you know, make sure that we're, you know, we defeat the coronavirus and that we get our economy going. And we need to get our economy going as soon as we can because that makes a big difference in people's lives and their businesses and for our workers and for healthcare and all that, you know. But we have to be really careful to think through how we spend these dollars given the amount that we have already expended. And so, as you know, I'm working in ag and in energy to make sure we help those are our two biggest industries get things going. And we do have to bring more help to our farmers and livestock producers, no question about it. But again, overall, we've got to work through this carefully and make sure that we're using the dollars we've already appropriated well, and we're careful going forward as far as the additional dollars because of the cost.
Any specific component that is an absolute must-be included item for you?
Well, one of the things that you've seen is actually not a cost item. It's, we've got to have some legislation that addresses the whole lawsuit thing, because, you know, you've got all these people that have been working and doing things, and if we end up with a bunch of lawsuits, that could really hurt, you know, our small businesses and you know, our ability to get workers back to work and the ability of those businesses to stay in business. So, for example, that's one of the things we're going to have to do is address the whole lawsuit issue. And there's others. As you know, in the ag area, there's more we have to do, not only to support our farmers and ranchers, but, you know, we have too much concentration in that industry. How do we make sure there's fairness in terms of transparency in pricing for our cattle ranchers, for example? So there's a lot of those kind of things. Some of them are not spending items. They're, you know, they're helping people do business and live their lives better.
A couple of things I want to ask you about. I don't know if you've heard about this latest crisis, but Wendy's is out of meat, and they're not able to serve burgers. I mean, this is just bizarre to me, because it seems like the world has finally figured out that meat doesn't come from Wendy's or from a supermarket shelf, but actually comes from cattle producers who then have to send it to a facility to be processed, and then, you know, the meat goes to the store. But the one good thing in all this is this story is front and center right now, because, you know, the consumers is being impacted in ways of not being able to get the meat at the supermarket or whatever. Is this an opportunity to, shore up the issues that have been concerning this industry for a long time?
Well, it is, but it's also, I mean, first, it's the problem with coronavirus, and that you have coronavirus affecting workers in these processing plants. And that's why you saw the president invoke the Defense Production Act. That's why we worked to get the protective equipment in there, why we've worked to make sure that the companies have, you know, whatever they need to try to make sure that the workers are protected so they can come into work and be safe. We need to continue to do that testing, all those things, okay? So first, it's that bottleneck created by workers affected at the plants. But then, yeah, as you say, it's the concentration in the industry as well that's the longer-term problem that we need to solve. Another thing that I should mention to you, and we could talk about it, you know, if you have another question first, but I've also introduced my legislation on the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. It's bipartisan. It's both in the Senate and the House, and I very much want to see that in the next go-around on legislation as well.
Yeah, and I want to get to the energy things as well here. To finish on beef, somebody called earlier and said there's been a bill that would address this pain point a little bit, languishing. I think it's in a committee, Senate Bill 1620, relating to the regulation of raising or keeping six or fewer, a smaller number by political subdivision, so that you can give people the opportunity to raise their own and process their own, and not have that ultimately being beholden to these very few packers, two of which are foreign owned, and that challenge. Is that, I don't know if you are familiar with that particular piece of legislation, but is that the right blueprint, you think, going forward here, to some more flexibility to the local producers?
So it's a bill that Senator King from Maine has brought in. He and I were governors together, and the idea is that you can raise your beef and then take it to a butcher shop or a processing center in the state that is not federally approved and doesn't have an inspector on site. And the idea is you can sell that product in the state. And so it essentially would be up to the states to enable that. But, you know, the issue is, if you're not required to have a federal or a state inspector there and you're allowed to sell that meat, how do you make sure that it's safe? So that would be the key in that legislation. I'm for any legislation where we can create, you know, more options for our producers, for our ranchers. The only thing in terms of that legislation we have to figure out is how we make sure that, you know, we've addressed the safety aspect.
Evidently, this is something that's been on the drawing board for a while. This particular producer was questioning why at this time it wouldn't be a perfect time to sort of move that and get it done. Do you think it'll move?
I think now or any time is a good time to be doing that. You know, both during my years as governor and in the Senate, the more options we can create for our producers to process the great animals that they raise, we want that. We've tried that with the North American Bison Cooperative. You know, we've tried that with the Beef Center and Harvey. The problem is that enabling them to continue to operate and operate and make money, that's been the problem in this industry. So we've got to find ways to help them be successful.
A couple other things. So we had somebody call earlier that is a veteran and, you know, retired. I think he said mid-60s or something like that. But he said, I still want to work. I want to do something. But he said, I never see anything with the veteran preference law referenced in any of the postings or whatnot. And he didn't know if that was a federal or a state thing. But we said we would check it out and get back to him if you knew anything about the requirements of the veterans preference law for employers.
It's both a federal and a state requirement. So if he's applying for a federal job or a state position, veterans preference applies. So I don't know if they post it because it applies to any federal or state position, and it's both federal and state law. And one other thing I want to lobby in on the ag pieces is we got that the rule went from USDA up to OMB today. So we're making progress on getting that, you know, that $19 billion in assistance out to our producers. I've been pushing to get it out in May, and they took a big step. It's now at OMB, and so I'm just pushing to get it out of there as quick as possible so they can get it out and get it going for our farmers and ranchers.
And when you say it's from USDA to OMB, does that mean sort of the rules of the road have been written by USDA and now they got to get the dollars and cents part of it with OMB done? Do you know more now about how it will be distributed and who will be eligible?
They can't. Yeah, that's exactly right. So USDA said, okay, here's how the $19 billion is going to go out. OMB then has to approve it. They already have the money. It's just part of the process. Then OMB has to make sure they've met the rules and the requirements of the law. But they don't actually release what it is until OMB's approved it because it could change by OMB in their review. The key, though, is that's the last step before they get it out, and I want to get that done so they can get it out in May.
And as far as the ag community, move on that is it online? Is it go to an FSA office or what does that start once it's out?
They'll go into FSA and sign up.
Got it. Ed and Dickinson for Senator John Hoeven. Go ahead, Ed. Ed, are you there? All right, we don't hear Ed, so if you want to check that one out, we'll do that. I don't have enough time to go to the next one now. So I'll quickly ask you, Senator Hoeven, to tell us a little bit about what it's like to be back in Washington, D.C., and actually in the Senate. Are you acting?
Well, we're behind us. I mean, remember you and I have talked about this. I think North Dakota can lead the way out of this, you know, how we get up and going again. I think our governor's done a fine job, you know, in terms of being careful to be safe but not close down more than he had to and is already now, you know, leading the way to, you know, opening up and having businesses open. And so North Dakota is well ahead of D.C. And again, to me, that's just not only our governor doing a fine job and his whole team, but North Dakotans and their common sense and their ability to social distance, but also get back more to normal routine. And I tell you, that's what I notice because when I'm home, you know, I see what North Dakotans are doing. Then I come back here and, they're just way behind in terms of that process.
How about in the Senate? Just saying a little social distancing still applying like just before you left?
Oh yeah, I know we have to be careful and, you know, wear the face coverings and do all that stuff. I mean, you don't see it. Somebody takes it off when they do an interview or whatever, but otherwise we're going around with those face coverings and doing those kind of social distancing and those kind of things as well.
More with Senator Hoeven when we come back on the program. We've had a couple of comments today about the bee industry and the threat from
these
murder hornets. We'll ask you about that
sure.
On the Senate Ag Committee. Got to ask the Senator what we know about that threat and more coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Did you procrastinate all year about that foundation repair project and now you think it's too late? Hey, Lacey here with Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. No need to worry, we've got you covered. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, don't wait.
Call 701-280-7038 and ask us about our winter discount or go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
We've got Brian in studio from Collins and Kronk, Raymond James.
Brian, I was visiting with my girlfriend the other day, and she's just a few years from retirement. She was wondering if she can still retire if there's a recession just around the corner.
This is why planning is so important. When Collins and Kronk does a financial plan for you, we look at several different scenarios. We consider the positives or the good times, as well as the bad. What if there is a recession? We do the math so we can answer your questions with confidence. We want to help you make smart decisions like when to retire or what investments to use.
Whether it's a recession or an economic boom, Collins & Kronk can help you make the right decisions. If you have $500,000 or more, call Collins & Kronk in Fargo today. 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Tomorrow on the program, the interim president of UND, the University of North Dakota, Dr. Joshua Wynn, and the incoming president, Dr. Andrew Armacost, are going to join us to talk about the new normal, my least favorite word, but phrase, but in the higher education. So we look forward to that conversation coming up. That'll be tomorrow. Also going to talk about an anti-Christian creed in our modern culture. That's a little bit of a highbrow topic, but I think, you know, when we break down... When I heard anti-Christian creed, I thought, well, I dug into it a little bit and said, you know what? I hear this a lot. We just don't call it that. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. So that's tomorrow on What's On Your Mind. Continuing our chat now with Senator John Hoeven today on the program, and Ed and Dickinson can hear us now. So go ahead, Ed, for Senator Hoeven.
Hi. Thank you so much for your work for North Dakota. I appreciate it. That's why I moved from the West Coast to North Dakota. I should have been here 30 years ago. So thank you for your work for our state.
Well, we're glad to have you in North Dakota. We appreciate it.
Yes. Also, the Stark County unanimously voted yesterday to make the Stark County a Second Amendment preservation county. A lot of those different vernaculars are used on the Second Amendment, but the Stark County wants to make sure that everyone knows that we are Second Amendment and all those facets of it. There's a lot of stuff that's happened in the last 45 days that shows that the governments get very tyrannical, unquote, in the way that they want to approach the ability for the common citizens to self-defense.
Well, I share your support for the Second Amendment. I'm an avid hunter, so I certainly share. I agree with you on protecting Second Amendment rights. Work hard to do that. We'll continue to do so. But I also share your concern about this whole shutdown thing. I also believe very much in civil liberties and the ability to us to have freedom and make our own decisions. And so, I agree. I understand we got to fight this coronavirus and be safe and all that, but it is a very concerning thing about any time government's telling businesses they need to shut down and people need to stay in their homes. That's a huge concern, and we have to be very, very aware of that. And so I think on both points, you know, you're making important points about our freedom and our liberties and our rights.
I appreciate the call. Glad to know about the news in Dickinson, Stark County as well. That's great. You know, if I were to guess, I would say maybe a third of North Dakotans are very much suspicious about the response to the coronavirus. Right? I mean, nobody invented it other than the Chinese mishandling something and it ultimately coming here. But the response. The president said early on the cure cannot be worse than the disease. And I think a lot of people think that we've, in hindsight, overreacted or that this is being prolonged, to do harm to the president's reelection chances, as an example. Nancy Pelosi will want, and Chuck Schumer unemployment insurance to go till the end of time, but for sure till the end of the year if it can hurt the president. What do you say to those people that are suspicious about how we've done what we've done in the way of a response?
Well, I think we do need to assess it, right? I mean, of course we need to protect our people, particularly our vulnerable people. Of course, everyone agrees on that. And the importance of, protecting people and, trying to make sure people don't get sick, and certainly that protecting people against dying and our vulnerable populations. No question about that. But it's something we need to really assess when we start talking about, people being businesses being shut down and people staying in their homes and those kind of things. And understand that going forward, we've got to be prepared. We got to do everything we can to be prepared so we don't have to do that kind of thing, or certainly not anywhere nearly as much of that kind of shutdown thing as we're doing now. How do we prepare ourselves to avoid this because of all these other impacts? And as we're talking about people's, just basic rights and freedoms.
I mentioned earlier that we've seen a fair amount of buzz, no pun intended, on murder hornets, and this is kind of a typical media thing where now it's a murder hornet, and I know the threat is not there to humans, and this is pretty isolated, but it is a threat to the hunting industry. You're on the Ag Committee. Give me a sense of how bad this could be from your perspective.
Well, it's a concern, this giant Asian hornet. And it is big. I mean, it's substantially bigger than a honeybee. And as you know, we're the number one honey state in the nation. Just another area where North Dakota leads the country in agriculture. And this thing gets on the bee colonies and kills the bees. And so that's a really, really big concern because it affects our bee population and honey. And of course, bees are very important for pollinating plants and, other things as well. So it is a concern. I'm hoping our cold weather will help keep it out of North Dakota, which is one of the reasons we're such good honey producers. But yeah, it is something we're going to have to deal with and, figure out what we need to do.
Should unemployment insurance, the extra kicker, $600 a week, that now makes anyone who made $60,000 a year or less making more money on unemployment now, should that stop July 31st?
Well, the idea is we want to make sure there's unemployment insurance there, but there shouldn't be an incentive not to work, right? It's
Scott. So that got set at the 600 because each state has its own system. The idea was to come out with something on average where somebody losing their job wasn't being penalized, but it was not, at least in terms of myself and I think many others, that it would create any kind of disincentive to work. I think the key is we've got to figure out how, yes, we need to support unemployment insurance, but not in a way that creates a disincentive to work.
All right, we're out of time. One other question I didn't get to that I wanted to. I promised I was going to, so I'll beg for apologies or beg for forgiveness here, but on the foreign ownership of the packing plants, we'll take that one up next time. Senator Holden, thanks for the time. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Scott. Take care.
More tomorrow. God bless you, folks. See you.
This is Vince from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. I want to take this time to thank Scott and the What's on Your Mind program for helping a small business like ours during this time of crisis. I would also like to ask all the What's on Your Mind listeners to help us out during this crisis. Our products have always delivered every day made better. Now more than ever is it needed in your daily life. If you know anyone who could benefit from the daily ritual of a hot tub or a sauna, or even one of our many game tables, please refer them directly to me at 701-238-9837. I will reach out and provide them with a virtual tour, help them decide on the right wellness product, offering 12 months, no interest, no payments, delivering within 2 to 7 days, and I will provide you with a free referral fee up to $300, depending on the product. You and I and Every Day Made Better will win this crisis. My number again, 701-238-9837. 701-238-9837. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, a heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.